Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. We've been diving in and talking about fear. And the first example of how fear comes into our lives, and we talked about it last podcast, is that fear can actually be learned. We learn fear. And fear is something that knocks on all of our doors. It's something that we need to really talk about and understand it a little bit better so that we're able to deal with it in a forward way, in a forward motion, that it doesn't just linger or brew in us for years, but rather we really move towards freedom from these fears that sometimes haunt us. There's all kinds of fears. I mean, all my listeners are probably thinking, okay, all right, she's going to talk about fear. All right, what kinds of fears do I have? And honestly, there's even fears of moving towards authenticity. Sometimes we're afraid to be authentic. Sometimes we're afraid to be ourselves for fear of rejection. Sometimes we're carrying around these fears that have haunted us since childhood because truly we've never really been taught to be ourselves. Or we're afraid to be authentic because we might be rejected. As a matter of fact, that's a learned fear. Think about your childhood and how many times you wanted to maybe say something or do something, but because you got backlash or you didn't get the response or the reaction that you thought that would lead you towards acceptance, maybe somebody rejected, right? The fact that you were trying to be authentic, you said something. And after that, little by little, we start to shy away from our true selves, our true authenticity, because we're so afraid of people not accepting us. We're afraid of what they're going to say. Now, fear is really something that I have struggled with for 30 years. Now, think about that. That's a long time to allow fear to govern you. But that was my truth. That's something that I had since I was very young. And I had to confront it, understand it, but also accept the fact that it was there. It's actually one of the biggest stressors of trying to be who you are not. When you think about fear, it's one of the big stressors, right? You're trying to be somebody that you are or supposed to be, or how will I be accepted? Or so here you are, you're trying to be somebody that you're not. Like, I think all of us fall in that category. We're all trying to be somebody we're not. Tell me if that does not create stress. I mean, how many years have we lost? How many years have we tried to be somebody we are not? All of us have. And even to the Christian community, even to those of the faith that I'm talking to, even those that have a spiritual, right, that spiritual part of you, even with all of that, knowing God and maybe scriptures, right? But tell me if it is not stressful trying to be who you are not. We're trying to be accepted by others, by the public, by media, by family. We're always trying to be accepted. And, you know, when you're trying to become authentic, that can create a lot of fear. And really, when you're on the journey to healing, it's really about recovery and recovering your authentic self. That's key. So when things like traumas happen to us and we're not recovered, right, we're still trying to figure out who we are, our identity, it could really create this fear where I would rather be somebody else because people accept me that way. And it's very frustrating, even to change. You know, oftentimes we say statements like, man, why am I like this? Why am I still like this? Why can't I change, right? And that can create some stressors as well. And I think it's important for us to identify, you know, is this fear learned? Did I learn it somewhere? Even trying to recover myself, right? Did I learn it? And there's so much freedom. I can't tell you how much freedom there is in really being who God called you to be. And that might mean some people walk away from you. That might mean that somebody might not accept you. And to be free of fear, it will have to demand us to confront it. And with the realization that not everybody's going to like my authentic me. And that's important because even in parenting, and I'm guilty of it, we have to be so careful, right? And I found myself even then, you know, that we have to be careful because we really have to identify, you know, if we instill that fear, sometimes even in our children. And I've been guilty of that. And I think it's important for us to really, just be free and identify it, confront it, recognize it with no shame. And just know, right, that we are all on this journey together. We can't be hard on ourselves. We can't say, oh man, I have failed so much. I'm telling you, fear is something that knocks on all of our doors. So the first one we talked about is learned fear. But today I want to talk about another way that fear comes into our lives. It's not just learned. Sometimes fear comes through our imagination. When we start to imagine things, we start to think about imagining ourselves failing. Are we imagining ourselves really messing up? Or we imagine ourselves maybe going through the same thing, so we would rather avoid it. You know, some people might maybe imagine themselves, right, never joining another church again because the previous church, you know, maybe feel like, oh my God, I've been so hurt, I'll never join a church again. So you would never join a church again. So you imagine that things might go wrong again. Or you imagine yourself, I am never going to get married again, because you imagine yourself, right, in this failure of a relationship again. Or you imagine yourself not even considering serving God, because you're like, I've seen Christians, right? We have a lot of that nowadays. I am never going to join a church. I'm never going to do that. And really, it's fear-based. What is happening is that you're imagining things. And so we are allowing the imagination to control us. Now, we got to understand that our imagination is a gift from God, and it's becoming distorted through fear. So think about the things that we imagine that aren't really true. We imagine ourselves maybe failing at a business. So we thought, I'm never going to try that again. I mean, how many people have really failed at something? All of us have. But if we allow the imagination to control us and we start to imagine things, we imagine ourselves maybe being in an accident. So I'm never going to drive again. I mean, I remember meeting a person that has never driven. And I thought, you've never driven? Nope, never driven. Why? Because they were in a previous accident. And so they imagined themselves getting into another car accident. You know, we imagine ourselves, I don't know, flying from one place to another. And we imagine that maybe the plane's going to go down. Or we imagine ourselves sick. Or if you lost a loved one, we start to imagine that something's going to go wrong. And fear really robs us, and it becomes something so controlling. But our imagination was given by God. For what? For us to imagine the good things, right? Imagine. Your imagination is so powerful. The mind is so powerful. You can actually imagine yourself out of a promise, or you can imagine yourself into the promise. And really, that's within our control. Nobody controls our imagination. Nobody is in control of our imagination. Think about the things that you imagine in the quietness and the stillness of your life when you're by yourself. What do you imagine? Do you imagine your dreams being fulfilled? Do you imagine your children serving the Lord? Do you imagine success, good success? Do you imagine yourself, right, having peace? Living a life of stability, of joy, of peace. Are most of your imaginations fear-based, and have they controlled you? And I want to just, I want you to really think about your imagination, because some of us might need to be free of imagination. I was once talking to my therapist, and we were talking about imagination, something as we dove in. When you really study imagination, you'll find that sometimes imagination, right, we start to imagine things based on memory, the memories that you have had. And sometimes there's still a lot of pain in those memories. Is your imagination working against you? Is it something that you need to maybe pause in this podcast and really ponder? Wow, I need to be free of my imagination. I need it to be faith-based. I need it to work for me, not against me. I need to start imagining new things. Maybe you have a memory that comes to your mind, something very painful. And so now you imagine the worst, right? We would rather not have a relationship or build relationships because we imagine that they're going to go sour because previous ones went sour. Think about Jesus, right? He's got to be our example because he had failure with some of his disciples, if not all. They all walked away. Yet despite that, he didn't allow that imagination to cause him to believe in others. I think our imagination, we need to be clear and free from anything that perhaps is controlling us there. Another way that fear comes is through ignorance. We just lack knowledge. We're ignorant about a situation. We don't quite have all the knowledge, all the revelation, or we have no light. There's a lack of clarity. There's a lack of light. And because we're ignorant in that area and we have nothing revealed in that area, we have a lack of knowledge, then fear can come. If you are ignorant about an area, or maybe you're thinking one thing when in reality, it's really not that way, then there's no light. And wherever there's light, there's darkness, right? Wherever there is no light, rather, there is darkness. And where there's no light, there's no clarity. And so sometimes through ignorance, we're ignorant about something. We really honestly think a specific thing about a specific situation, but we're really ignorant. We don't have full knowledge. And sometimes it's happened to me where I have a lack of knowledge about a particular area, so I make assumptions. And oftentimes when we lack knowledge, we're ignorant about something, we start to make assumptions and we're assuming something that is not true. So sometimes through that ignorance, we're taught error, right? And when we're taught error, it can create fear. I mean, think about how many of us are having to relearn some things. All of us have. We need to relearn what we were maybe taught. I can't tell you in the past, even within the faith, I've had to unlearn some things. Things that I was taught, things that were incorrect. And through the knowledge and through revelation and through, you know, gaining that insight, it allows me to relearn something. But oftentimes we were taught error, and that teaching can create a lot of fear. Sometimes fear comes, and lastly, through doubt. Fear can come in through doubt. You are doubting. You doubt love. You doubt yourself. You doubt people. You doubt the future. You doubt your purpose. You doubt your career. You doubt your ability. You doubt your own capabilities. And when you start to doubt, that doubt leads us into a lot of fear. If you live your life doubting God, then you're going to doubt that he loves you, that he cares for you. And so we begin this cycle, right, of doubt where we believe and then we don't believe because we're in a cycle, in a rut, because really doubt has gripped our hearts. When you are fearful of something, it really divides our mind. It's divided. When we are fearful of something, it's hard to concentrate because there's a root of fear. Afraid of failure, fear, right? Within fear at the root, there's fear within fear. Fear will stifle your ability to think right. Fear will stifle your ability to even act right. It divides your mind and it doesn't allow you to think clearly. I can call it this, a foggy thinking. And so you're hindered. Your thoughts are foggy. Fear will also cause you to be indecisive. It's just this procrastination at the root, but the root is fear. It really enslaves us. And sometimes it lingers for years, this fear, but it can really block our growth. It stifles our growth. It even affects our health. It affects our emotional being. It affects our whole body. Do you know that fear is linked to cardiovascular disease? Fear is linked to digestive disease, to headaches, skin disorders, stress. It affects how you eat, how you exercise, or even if you don't exercise. If you exercise or don't, whether you take care of yourself or not, sometimes at the heart, when we are fearful, it really can bring cardiovascular diseases. And you say, but I exercise, I eat right. Yes, but is there fear? So we want to get rid of fear. I hope that this was a great tool for you to take with you this entire week. I want to challenge you. And I want you to identify where fear is coming in. When you can identify it, then you can do something about it. You do have control over this. Nobody is in control of this, but you are. So I want to encourage you, identify fear, confront it, acknowledge it, and then start to make changes and lifestyle changes that are daily so that you can move towards being free from fear.